You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Foxconn announced last week that it's planning to buy a building in downtown Madison directly across from the Capitol. The company says the six-story building will be used for another innovation center. In the past year, Foxconn has pledged to open hubs in Green Bay, Eau Claire, Milwaukee, and Racine. So what's been happening with these centers? According to a new report in The Verge, not much. It says most of the buildings are empty, that in some cases they haven't been purchased, and that nobody seems to know what's going on. In response, Foxconn says, don't believe everything you read. Nick Williams covers technology, residential real estate, and transportation for the Milwaukee Business Journal. Nick, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Nick, these innovation centers, a lot of them were announced last year. We're hearing about more of them. What, according to Foxconn, are these going to be? What are they going to do?
So according to Foxconn, what these innovation centers are going to be for is where researchers working for Foxconn are going to work on artificial intelligence, fifth-generation cellular use, and 8K, which is, you know, 8,000 pixel pixelation for screens. Now, the new building in Madison, from what we've reported, is going to be primarily working on health and data science in partnership with UW-Madison. As part of that $100 million investment that Foxconn made to the university last year.
And these innovation centers weren't part of the original plan. It was announced that Foxconn was coming to Wisconsin, right? This came later.
I think this is part of their, I want to say outreach, but as part of like the Foxconn effect. They understand that in order to, fulfill what they want to do here in Wisconsin, they're going to need a strong pipeline of talent. And if you talk to anybody in business around here, there's a massive shortage of tech talent. So I think what Foxconn has done has been very strategic about where they want to pull talent from, right? And think about it, every center is near a university. So, you know, Racine, Madison, Milwaukee, now Madison, all near college campuses. So their point is to draw and attract talent directly from the schools. So this is like their, you know, forward-looking strategy for constantly pumping talent into their operation here.
Now, all along, there's been some skepticism about the main Foxconn plant. Foxconn has altered plans a couple times. Some people are wondering if it's going to be as big as they promised. Are we seeing similar kinds of worries about these innovation centers and what the final product is going to be?
You know, I haven't heard anybody worrying about it. We actually had a panel discussion with local CEOs about Foxconn this morning, and Foxconn is all about partnerships with these innovation centers. They're, in addition to the 100 to 200 employees from Foxconn in each center, they're also planning to have, some student lab work go through there, partnerships with other companies and other startups that Foxconn or their partners might invest in. So it's not just going to be Foxconn employees. It's going to be this, you know, tech hub, if you will, within a building where, say, a company wants to send some of their software people to work in that building just so they can be in that environment. That's what Foxconn is open to, according to the person that spoke in Green Bay. Foxconn, Northwestern Mutual, Johnson Controls, Aurora are combining on this $100 million venture capital fund. And the startups that are invested in, you know, this is going to be like an international fund. Those companies, if they come here or choose to relocate here, will have space inside of those buildings. They've also talked about running some type of incubator or accelerator programs out of these innovation centers. So it's not just what Foxconn's working on. It's what they're working on with their partners, what students are going to work on, what other companies are going to work on with Foxconn, what startup companies are going to work on in there. It's like a huge research hub. So it's beyond, just Foxconn manufacturing electrical products.
Talking to Nick Williams from the Milwaukee Business Journal. He covers technology, residential, real estate, and transportation. Looking at the latest with Foxconn developments, various innovation hubs they have planned for communities around the state. Nick, you mentioned that talk in Green Bay. You reported on that. What are some of the specific things that Foxconn and their partners are talking about when it comes to Green Bay?
So in Green Bay, a partnership with UW Green Bay and another college up there, the name escapes me right now. So their plan is to have students using this lab, this space to work on disruptive technologies. Now it wasn't said specifically, but the representative said it's intriguing that Microsoft and the Packers are working on this Titletown Tech initiative in Green Bay, and there's possibilities there of Foxconn, the Packers, and Microsoft working on some type of partnership in that area. But mainly, the Green Bay office was a pipeline for students there, for partnerships with the companies there, and being Green Bay, the largest third largest city in Wisconsin, it made sense for them to have a presence there.
Did Foxconn give timelines when these innovation hubs would be up and running?
They did not. What was talked about is they're still developing the building. I know most of these the sales closed recently for these buildings, and they have to go in there. I would assume to renovate it to what they want it to be, and then set up lab spaces, co-working spaces. If a company wants to, rent out a suite there or something like that, that has to be determined. No timeline on when these innovation centers will be operational.
And we mentioned that report in the online magazine, The Verge, where a reporter looked and saw not a lot going on at the hubs so far. Foxconn responded to that, saying that there were inaccuracies in the report, that they'd be issuing corrections soon. Are they giving a lot of specific details on any part of these plans, or do things seem kind of vague and changing at this point?
I would say regards to Green Bay and Eau Claire, that seems upon what they were saying all along. That's going to be a research innovation center. Now, Racine is going to be used more to work on their smart city initiatives. So that is something that's being developed. Racine and Foxconn have this partnership together to make Racine a smart city. And, of course, Foxconn has this $1 million smart city competition. So there is development within the Racine office of what's going to be done throughout there. Now, the Milwaukee North American headquarters, I haven't seen anything recently on what's going to be based out of there or what type of R&D will happen there. But as far as Racine goes, that has been a development that they're working with Racine to make Racine a smart city, and that the Smart Cities competition, is being facilitated through that office.
And I wanted to ask about the Racine, the Smart City project there. What do they mean by that? What kind of things would go into a smart city?
Well, with a smart city, you're talking about connectivity and how transit is being more, built more efficiently, how connected systems could be used for traffic lights, sensors for traffic lights, and safety at intersections. You can also incorporate a smart city in using just smart energy usage, renewable energy systems, things of that nature, smart wastewater management systems, ways that you could use your smartphone to connect with parking systems or to unlock certain systems, smart transit as far as everything has to be where you're going to park, a smart system of parking cars in public spaces. Those are the type of initiatives that college students and faculty who are part of the competition are working on.
And finally, just in our last less than a minute, Nick, what is the latest on the main site, the Pleasant Prairie Foxconn development?
Oh, you mean Mount Pleasant?
I'm Malpass. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah. So as far as we've heard, apologize if I'm getting this incorrect, but I think there are RFPs out for the foundation of the for who's going to build the foundation of the LCD plant in Mount Pleasant. They're putting out, I guess, requests for proposals for that, and also Wisconsin Valley Way, the main road leading to the facility, is starting construction, I think, this week. Those are the latest developments we've heard within the last week regarding the Mount Pleasant site.
We'll leave it there for now. Nick, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Nick Williams, technology, housing, and transit reporter for the Milwaukee Business Journal. He joined us to look at Foxconn plans for these innovation centers around the state. That includes Green Bay, Eau Claire, Madison, Milwaukee, and Racine, and the latest developments at those, and a quick check-in on the main site there in Mount Pleasant. You can share your observations if you are in one of those communities, if you work near one of the sites with a Foxconn sign on it. What are you seeing? What's going on there? Are you excited about it or worried about it? You can email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR and let us know what's going on.